seems like everyone is squabbling over refugees. Let them in, don't let them in. But do you know who's not part of the conversation? I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll find out today, and we'll also hear how finger puppets are pointing the way to the cross. So Europe, North America, and poorer countries in the Middle East take in refugees every day. So why aren't the Gulf states doing the same? Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA.
There's a lot of speculation as to why it could be. Perhaps they might agree with the Assad regime or don't feel the need to get involved or concerned about their own economic collapse.
It should be noted that some Gulf states have donated relief aid to the United Nations, but that aid doesn't actually help move people beyond the refugee camps.
Refugee camps, most of them, people are still in tents and have been living like this for a year and a half, and it's no way for someone to live permanently.
Open Doors is providing basic needs for people in the camps, but it's also trying to give them a life.
We're trying to provide microloans so people can get out of the refugee camps, support themselves in a safe part of Iraq by starting their own business.
Would you consider coming alongside Open Doors as the hands and feet of Christ? And while Middle Eastern refugees are looking for acceptance, Ukrainians are looking for solutions. More ties are being cut between Ukraine and Russia, namely gas supplies, making prices and poverty skyrocket. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock says it's having an impact on civilians and missionary partners.
The increases in prices has increased the cost of doing ministry, or for the same amount of money, decreased the amount of opportunities they have to visit people.
But in the midst of the depravity, there is some good news.
SGA established something known as a crisis evangelism fund, and American churches, along with churches in Canada, New Zealand, and Australia, have been wonderfully providing support to help these missionaries reach these villages.
As a realization of long-term poverty settles in, equip and pray for indigenous missionaries to be able to raise up hope in Christ on the front line. You're listening to Mission Network News. In a few weeks, Kenya will be the first stop for U.S. presidential hopeful Ben Carson as he explores his ancestral homeland. Materials sent by Christian Resources International are already there, helping local believers explain God's word to their neighbors. At a recent meeting, 50 Kenyan teenagers accepted Christ as their Savior. Would you pray for them as they grow in their new faith, and pray for the hundreds of other teens who were given Bibles at that meeting? So we're giving praise that the global church is growing, not just in Kenya, but also in Nepal. Recently, World Mission visited hard-to-reach mountain villages in Nepal that have been transformed over the years. Communities have found Christ and planted 11 churches because of treasure listening groups. Greg Kelly.
They have a missionary spirit to them, and their vision is to plant 30 more mountain village churches. And to do that, we'll need hundreds of treasures so that people can come into encounter with the Word of God, because they're oral learners, they can't read. So the treasure in the Nepali language will be such a blessing and give them access to the gospel for the first time in their lives.
You can spread the word to these remote villages by sponsoring A Treasure, which is a solar-powered audio Bible. And if you've got a toddler, you're probably well acquainted with the Finger Family videos. Here's the thing. The songs teach basic concepts. Reach Beyond's creatives are doing the same thing in Guatemala. A team there is behind the program called Deditos, Little Fingers, using finger puppets to teach Bible stories. And it's been so successful that Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry, is picking up episodes for their international broadcast in Farsi, Turkish, and Arabic. More details on all the stories you've just heard are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christmas is approaching. For a gift of any amount, M&N is making available Chris Tomlin's CD called Adore. It'll help keep the true meaning of Christmas alive in your home. You can keep it or give it to a friend. But get your CD by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.